welcome everybody to our in-person, on-air meeting in lieu of being able to have our normal in-person meeting at the Franklin County EMA. Format of tonight's meeting, as in the past 4 or 5 or 6 months, whatever it's been, will be a combination of our in-person attendance-type meetings and announcements, along with somewhat of a format of our Wednesday night nets. I'll take check-ins this evening by quadrant, and then we'll go to the late check-ins and people or friends outside of Franklin County at that time, after all the check-ins are done. Then we'll go back to having announcements from different people from the leadership team. Let me reset. NATV. Yeah, go ahead, John.
This repeater system is no longer functioning. This is an exercise. NATVC.
Copy that. Backup repeater.
This repeater system is no longer functioning. This is an exercise. NATVC.
I stepped on you, John.
This repeater system is no longer functioning. This is an exercise. NATVC.
On-air net type meetings, because we'll take check-ins by quadrant, and then we'll go outside the county for our friends out there and anybody that didn't remember the meeting started at 7:30, and we'll take late check-ins, and then we will go back to announcements from some of the leadership team. So, with that, let me start in the northeast quadrant. For anybody that made it over to this frequency and would like to check in this evening, please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLZ, Kilo Alpha 8 Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Kilo Delta 8, India Oscar November, KD8ION Patrick.
W8RWR made it over. W8RWO.
Net hold. I got KA8RLC, NATVC, KD8ION, and KD8RTP, John, but somebody had a double along with John, so you and John won, so try again. Anybody else in the Northeast Quadrant and that person? Call out for people wishing to check in from the northeast quadrant, including the person that doubled with John.
I might have doubled with John. This is W8RWR. I made it over, and I didn't know you called south, north, wherever you called it, W8RWR.
That's okay, Bob. You probably didn't make it over to time to hear it northeast, but I got you checked in on the southwest. Anybody else in the northeast quadrant, please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
KD8SYP, we got you in there, Bob. One more try for the northeast quadrant. Okay, let's move on down to the southeast quadrant. Please check in. KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
Ned Holden, we acknowledge KD8SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, and KB8CMW, Paul. Good evening to all of you. Anybody else? Southeast Quadrant. Okay, let's move over to the Southwest Quadrant. Anybody wishing to check into our in-person on-air meeting from the Southwest Quadrant, please call KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8 Kilo Sierra India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
The Southwest Quadrant, we have W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KD8KSI Holly, and KD8HVX Jim. Any others, Southwest? We'll now move on up to the Northwest Quadrant. If you wish to check into the Franklin County ARES in-person, on-air net in the Northwest Quadrant, please call KD8IIB.
This is Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OUP. This is Parker.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Kilo Delta 8, Quebec Oscar Victor, Jim.
Copied. KE8OUP, Parker, KE8ANW, Brian, NHVJF, Mark, and KD8QOV, Jim. Any others, Northwest Quadrant?
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
KD8, 88CM Marcel and KD8KCG Brian. Got both of you in there, and somebody doubled with Brian. Come again.
Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo X-ray, K8ABX, Andre.
Okay, K8 Alpha Bravo X-ray, I believe it was. Andre, I got you in there. Anybody else from the northwest quadrant? Okay, how about people outside of Franklin County? Some of our friends from outside Franklin County wishing to check in. Please call KD8IIB.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel, Northeast Quadrant.
November Alpha 8 Lima. N-A-8-L, Terry.
This is Whiskey 4, Mike Lima Zulu. The name is Bob, Fairfield County.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, Northeast Franklin County.
Okay, Net, stand by. I had to write them down all over the page here. I got NA8L, Kerry, W4, Michael, Lima, Zulu, I believe it was, and Bob, KD8OFT, Daniel in the Northeast, and KD8YFW, Terry in the Northeast. Anybody else inside or outside Franklin County?
KE8HXD. This is KE8HXD.
Came in a little weak, but I believe it was Kilo Echo 8, Hotel X-Ray Zulu. And I'm trying to remember your name.
This is Karen, and it's HXD as in Delta.
Okay, Karen, I got it corrected here. KE8HXD is in Delta. Got it in there right. And I knew that. I just not thinking. Anybody else inside or outside of Franklin County? There, but no audio whatsoever. If anybody was trying to check in, got carrier, but no audio. Try again. Okay, that sounds like all the check-ins for now. We will take another round later on for the people who forgot that we started at 7:30. But let's go ahead and go with our leadership team announcements. John and APBC, do you want to go first, or you want me to go around the table first?
Kevin, go around the table, and then when you have some time, let me know, and APBC.
Oh, we'll have time. Cal, I know you're probably still in the car driving. But you got something for tonight?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Nick. K8RLC here. Nothing special to report tonight. Of course, nothing's happening with the event world. So we'll let it go for that. K8RLC.
Okay, thanks, Cal. John, K8RTP, anything on the training front you want to let us know about?
Yeah, I'd like to mention that this Saturday, CREST is having a BE test. It's out near Remsburg, New Albany Road and Havens Corners. You can look it up on their website. It's 9:30, and you need to pre-register so that they have enough stuff. Great. Also, if anybody listening is interested in working towards an upgrade, let me know, and I'll try and work with you to do something over Zoom or meet with you and help you along. But anyway, we have one person that's working on taking their technician test this Saturday, so hopefully that'll go well, but I think it will. It's KD8RTP, back to net.
Anybody with any questions for John? KEAMW, Brian, I know I'm going to put you on the spot. I wondered if you had anything you needed to say tonight.
No, but thank you for asking. This is KE8ANW.
Okay, I know a lot of people didn't check in tonight. I guess I'll go ahead with my little usual announcement of upcoming NETS. Can't pass a piece of paper around for people to sign up, I guess, but I'll still go ahead and get the upcoming NETS. Next week, August 26th, will be KE8ANW, Brian. September 2nd, N88L. That's hard to say, Terry. Got you down for September 2nd. September 9th, N8BJF, Mark. September 16th will be our next on-air in-person meeting, more likely. I hope openings for September 23rd and September 30th. If anybody on the air tonight would like to sign up for one of those, please call.
KD8ION.
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, sign me up for one of those.
Okay, Patrick, we put you down for the 23rd of September. Anybody for the 30th?
Yep, copy the 23rd of September, KD8ION.
NAYMT, I guess I'll do the 30th. NAYMT, I guess I'll do the 30th.
Yeah, we copied you, Jay, and I will get you checked in down here. Got you down for the 30th and got you checked into the net. Okay, with that, I guess I'll turn it back to myself. John, you want to, let me go around and take another round of check-ins because it's getting close enough to 8 o'clock. Maybe some more people have turned their radios on. Welcome to our in-person on-air meeting. If we have any stations out there that have not yet checked in that would like to, please call KD8IIB.
Anybody on 06?
NETI, Ed, we've got you checked in. And while I got you, do you have any words of wisdom for the net tonight?
No, I don't. NETI.
Okay. I guess one other announcement I'd like to make is just to remind everybody of about three things. Kroger, don't forget, when you shop at Kroger, we do get money for that. And don't forget, if you buy off of Amazon, rather than just going to Amazon.com, go to smile.amazon.com, and you'll find a way to go go in there and anything you buy, they give us a percentage. You have to go in and select the group you want the money to go to. Just do that once, and then if you have an Amazon account, it knows it from there. I'm trying to think of what the third item was. Let's see, Kroger, Amazon. Well, there was a third one, but it escapes me right now. Oh, well. Oh, I remember now. The third thing I just wanted to remind people, if you are not in the One Call Now system, please get a hold of me. Some of our newer members, that is the alert system we use to send out emails, phone calls, and or text for important information. Or if we would be activated, we would use that to let people know and possibly request, you know, fill in here or there or whatever, or availability in a certain time period. So if you're not in the One Call Now system or don't know if you are, most of you know if you are or not because we sent out emails. Oh, I think Cal, last month's in-person meeting, accidentally sent out a barrage of messages to text, emails, and phone calls about the in-person on-air meeting being at 7:30. So if you did not receive that, then you're not in the system. And if you don't know if you're in the system or whatever, you can email me. Just use the my call sign at gmail.com would work. And just email me and I will find out if you're in the system or if you got any changes, like you've changed your phone numbers or your emails. Even if you're in the system, let me know that too so I can change it in the system. Any additional check-ins at this time? Okay, John, we've gone around the table, basically. It's not quite 8 o'clock, but I imagine most people by now have either checked in or at least are listening and have their radios on, so we'll go back to you, NATVC.
Well, thank you, Kevin. You did a fine job tonight, by the way. A couple things I want to do before we talk about the small exercise kit. ARES Connect, when I checked, a few minutes ago, I think we had 10 people signed in. So be sure to do that. What I try to do is I'll go through the log here that I jotted down, and I'll look, and I'll wait until later this evening to actually add people if they don't get it done tonight. So looks like we got a fairly good group. We'll know more about that when that is over, how many we really had. So, again, everybody sounds fine to me. I did not hear any marginal signals. There might have been just a little bit of probably not even noise on KD8ION and where he's located, but absolutely everybody sounds good. And the question that I have, is there anyone here that is not hearing a clear signal tonight? Okay, I didn't hear anything. What I want to do is I want to call Kilo Echo 8 Hotel X-Ray Delta. Karen, are you still on the air?
This is KE8HXD.
So, Karen, are you at your QTH tonight?
I'm sorry, say again?
So, are you at your QTH? I know you've had problems checking into the net in the past, and I'm just curious if you're still having those issues on this repeater.
So, I am at home, but I'm sitting outside. And normally I'm inside, so I thought I would try outside. It seems to work a little bit better.
Yeah, you sound really good. you actually sound very good, and I'm guessing you're on an HD.
I'm on a handheld.
Very good. So you sound as good as Patrick does where he's located tonight. Very good. So had this repeater not been available, we certainly would have another option, and I honestly don't know what that is right offhand. Kevin, you may know right off the bat.
No, not really. I know that we have some MOUs with the Coswind repeater, or the Cork repeater on the 7-6, but it's not in our usual script. Karen, I'd be interested after the net's over for you to flip over back to our normal repeater, because it's not really down. John just pulled a fastie on us, and see if you can hit it while you're standing outside, because we have been experiencing a little bit of problems that, at least I'm aware of, on the 06, and I'd be interested to see if you could hit it and if your soul is loud and clear in the same position, outside, relaxing.
Sure, no problem.
NAYT.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say something to John, if I may.
Go ahead.
Just as an alternative for the whole thing, we do offer our location as well as a backup if need be. I have the remote capability. I can change anything at any time.
Copy that, Jay. We'll certainly work that into our setup pretty soon, probably. So I appreciate that, and we'll chat sometime if that's okay with you, NAPBC.
Yep, just gotta let me know. We have multiple avenues, so not a problem. NAYMT.
I will add, we do have a communications plan drawn up. I just don't have it in front of me, but we have Cal and I and, I think it was Terry, way back when, worked on a comm plan for Franklin County. So we do have other ones that we have as backups, including Simplex, in order, but don't have it right in front of me.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm in the same boat. I don't have it in front of me either, and I hadn't really thought about it. That question just popped up as we were doing the exercise tonight. So we'll pull that out and check what's listed there. But I think this is a good thing to do, and I would really like to move this net to other repeaters for that very reason, to see what the coverage is on the other machines as well.
KD8YFW.
Go ahead, Terry.
Kevin and John, may I make a recommendation that when you do this, that you post it on your website? Those of us with bad memories had difficulty remembering what the backup was, and that's why it took me a while to get there. Over.
Hey, that wouldn't be a problem at all, Terry. So the whole purpose will be, the overall goal will be that everybody will have a list of those repeaters handy, and they'll know the order in which we would fail over, and they would then be able to move and find us wherever we might be at a particular time. So yeah, that'll be part of the plan. I appreciate the suggestion.
KD8, YFW listening.
This repeater is broken. Exercise.
I'd like to add another thing I'd like to do in the near future, probably maybe sometime in September, if KD8ION is willing, or is PHC. I forget which one usually runs. Oh, I guess it is you, Patrick, that usually runs our Simplex nets. Might want to try one of those again coming up in September.
This repeater is broken. Exercise.
memory. Is that you, or is that PhD that normally does those simplex nets? I forget. I can't remember either.
KD8 ION, that's me, Kevin. I copy.
I'll be clear.
I tell you what, maybe we'll do it in October since I'll get together with you on that. Maybe October, so September's filled up. Maybe like October 7th, we'll plan on a simplex net. We'll get together on that and figure out for sure.
Is it back to me, Kevin?
Yeah, I was just looking. Maybe we'll do the September 23rd one, Patrick, since you've already signed up for that. But I don't know. We'll figure it out in the near future. Yeah, John, back to you. NATVC from KD8IIB.
So very good. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the number of people that made it over here as well. So that's good. I was kind of surprised that the squirrel showed up as soon as he did. I thought he wouldn't be here until we were all done.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa, late check-in.
And this repeater is now broken.
K8OBB, got you in, Frank. Okay, John, back to you again.
Okay, I think I'm pretty much done for this evening as far as my talk tonight. And again, I appreciate everybody doing what was necessary to find the right place tonight. This is NATVC.
You know, I will add, about our normal number of check-ins made it over. In addition, I don't know how many people heard me, but when John first made the announcement, I did switch over to Simplex and sent that out about switching over to the backup, so I don't know if everybody copied it. I'm guessing probably most did, because I know when Patrick and I do Simplex nets, everybody can hear me, and everybody can hear Patrick usually. But, yeah, it's great, all the people that did make it over.
Check in November 8th to see our Echo Yankee. She's out here also.
Okay, Frank, I got N8SEY Sharon checked in tonight, too. Any additional check-ins at this time?
Hey, buddy, what's your call sign? I know you got one. What's your call sign?
Hey, John, can I call you up for net?
Absolutely. NAPBC.
NAYMT.
You want to try the 2-4 repeater real quick? KWP.
Say again, Frank.
I say, would you like to try the 14724 repeater? They got their antenna up a little bit. They get around pretty good.
Probably not for the net tonight, because I don't know how many people have that programmed in, but that may be on our list. I know the 76 repeater is on our comm plan, primarily for weather emergencies, but it is in the comm plan, and then our frequencies are primarily for, I guess I'll call it health and welfare or whatever, along with I do think we do have the 2-4 machine or one of them in there for COTN is on the comm plan. But anyway, probably not tonight. I'm just happy all the people that made it over to 275. KE8IIB.
Name is Kevin.
Had a double there, but I doubled with Cal, but I believe it was KJ8AM, if I remember correctly. Kevin, correct?
That is affirmative. KJ8AM.
Okay, Cal, we got checked, checked in. Got you checked in. Okay, Cal, go ahead.
I was going to say the comm plan takes us when, obviously, where we came tonight, then we'd go to 9-7 and then 2-4 if things are up, and then we go into the Simplex plan.
Okay, yeah, like I remembered, I thought 2-4 was in there, but I couldn't remember for sure not having it in front of me. Thank you, Cal. KD8IIB. Okay, before we shut down our in-person on-air meeting tonight, I'll take one additional round of check-ins. Well, does anybody else have any comments they'd like to make or things they'd like to bring up for the interest of the folks in the net? Please call KD8IIB.
Taping the net, W8RWR.
Say again, Bob.
I was just putting out there, I'm taping the net.
Copy that, Bob. You're recording. Thank you. Anybody else with anything for the net?
This is Kilo Echo, number 8, Oscar Uniform, Papa, KE8OUT, Parker. I wanted to check in again and ask about how to make sure I'm in the, I think you called it the Call Now database. What was your call sign again so that I could email you off net? Over.
Okay, Parker, I've got several, but you can either send it to my call sign, KD8IIB@gmail.com, or same thing at columbus.rr.com. Either one will get to me.
KD8IIB, this is KE8OUP. Over. Thank you so much.
Sure enough, Parker. When you email me, include your phone number, too, so that I can, if I have any questions, I'll be able to call you and actually step through with you the stuff I need to put in if you're not in the system, which I don't believe you are since you're only licensed for about a week or 2 weeks now, I think. Anyway, anybody else with anything for the net?
Not Greg to check in, but I didn't hear from him tonight. This is NAPBC.
KDYFW.
Go ahead, Terry.
I think I'm on the one call thing, but I don't remember getting the notices last week. Last week.
No, it was last month. And yeah, you're in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, last month I got it, but yeah.
KDYF. Yeah, I just pulled it up, Terry. You're definitely in there. Anybody else for anything for the net before we close it out? Please call KD8IIB. Hearing nothing else, then we'll go ahead and close down this evening's in-person on-air meeting. Thanks to those that attended and made it over from our little bit of a surprise repeater failure there. And let's see, I've got it down as... looks like 41 minutes, and John, I will type up the net log and get it to you this evening so you can put them in, you know, the people in the ARS Connect that did not.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. N8TBC.